Let's get started with the well-oiled machine training, and hopefully you'll be more efficient, effective, and statistically successful. Just remember, the simple things to do are simple not to do. And I look back on Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, Outwitting the Devil, and as chairman of the Napoleon Hill Institute, I find these simple lessons that Napoleon Hill taught about what the men can conceive, we can achieve, utilizing attention plus intention equals the coincidence, is the coinciding of the universe. When I was with Sharon Lecter last week and thought about Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I thought about the simplicity of, Dave, just make sure your assets are creating more revenue than your expenses and you'll be wealthy. And then yesterday at Aspire, I was thinking, there's so many great speakers on the Aspire Business Tour, everyone from Goggins, the Gary V, to the Sharks. And there was a quick gem that I'm not sure everybody picked up on that I think was significant, almost as significant as Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Think and Grow Rich, Outwitting the Devil with Drifters, et cetera. So get your pens ready, because I'd love to share that takeaway before I get into the student of the calendar to get you warmed up to finding the simple things that are going to change your life. But the secret to being, to having this legacy wealth, right? The legacy wealth, it was so simply put, and I never thought of it this way. If your interest can grow exponentially tax-free, you'll have literally generational wealth. I'm going to repeat that. If your interest from your assets, your interest will exponentially grow tax-free, you literally have generational wealth. And so I've shifted a paradigm in my own investments now, beyond my assets creating more revenue than my expenses. I want the interest to exponentially grow tax-free. And absent of taxes, you're already gaining 52% a year. And that's a pretty big gain. And when you're exponentially growing that, it, you know, one penny a day, doubling for 30 straight days is $5.3 million. So that could be, you know, 30 straight weeks, 30 straight years, one penny a day doubling. So that's where the exponentiality of interest, absent of taxes, will create generational wealth over a lifetime. All right. I had to share that as I'm a takeaway of the day. Guy, what we're going to teach today changed my life. It changed my life because it extended my life. It exponentially grew my life because one mathematical equation in the WOM philosophy and the student of the calendar philosophy is that 2 minutes a day, 7 days a week, 2 minutes a day, 7 days a week equals 2 hours on a Saturday. And so when I started to see how can I get exponential use of the man-made construct of time, the 24 hours that I'm guaranteed in a lifetime that's framed or bookend by what? My heart starting and stopping in that 24 hours. What stops people from getting to where they want to be or better? Uncertainty. How can I utilize that mathematical equation of attention plus intention equals coincidence, utilize the exponentiality of time where 2 minutes a day, 7 days a week, without zeroing it out, 2 minutes a day to get 2 hours of productivity? How can I utilize the framework of this lifetime in order to effectuate the biggest resistance, the interference that's created, which is called circumstance or uncertainty? And the only thing I could think of was to create certainty of my activity, of my intention, but to leave enough room for circumstance. And so I started with something that's simple to be certain about, which is the number one habit that we're inherently given by God, which is sleeping. So I assign, no matter what the circumstances of the day, a minimum amount of time to sleep. Why? Because sleeping does two things. One, it creates recovery, and everybody knows those that recover better perform better, right? I learned this in the sports world for 35 years, that you could be 50% talented but recover at 100%, and someone 100% talented recovering at 50%, and you could compete even though you're only half as good as the other guy. And so understanding, one, the importance of a third of our life, 26 years of an average lifetime is spent sleeping, and yet nobody has a sleep coach like I do. Nobody pays attention and gives intention to sleep for recovery, so they perform at a higher level. And then two, access. We talked about productivity, accessibility, and gratitude. It is truly sleep that allows us to access the infinite intelligence. How valuable is that? The infinite intuition, how valuable is that? The infinite inspiration, how valuable is that? The infinite energy, how valuable is that? And so in the overall foundational principles of being a WAMR, a well-oiled machine, utilizing time and productivity, accessibility, and gratitude, being most efficient, effective, and statistically successful with your time, we have to be attentional and intentional in the coinciding, the coincidences that we desire. Knowing the exponentiality of time and the certainty of assigning time to non-negotiable behaviors like sleep, like health, and believe it or not, for the crew that was here before us, family. I spend a minimum of 30 minutes a day with my wife, regardless of the circumstances of the day. And all of the non-negotiables of sleep and of health and of family and of finance and faith, and I study time, which we're going to teach you to do today, being a student of the calendar, and I study relativity of time, which is the meaning of that time, to give intention of what I do say, think, feel, and believe in my divine direction, aligning my past lessons from failures, mistakes, setbacks, defining moments, successes. When I do all of this, I'm putting 12 hours of certainty in the day with the majority of the certainty created by one thing, sleep. Added to health, family, finance, faith, and the study of time and the study of relativity, which leaves me 12 hours of awake time every single day that is only going to result in 10% of my progress. 90% of my progress every day is from the certainty of the non-negotiable behaviors that say no matter what happens today, I'm going to assign this time, a minimum amount of time, knowing that 2 minutes a day equals 2 hours on a Saturday, to these things that I know will get me to where I want to be or better, regardless of the circumstances. And if I miss, by the way, right, because I'm human, because the simple things to do are simple not to do, if I'm not able to get a minimum of time on my sleep, my health, my finance, my faith, the study of time or relativity, I double down, I super prioritize that activity the next day to make sure I don't stack losses in my life. I'm only defining the exponentiality by the acceleration, aggregation, and compounding effect of consistent, persistent behavior of certainty of time. And so when Nick and I, nickname, no pun intended, the Nick of WAM, well-oiled machine, because I've never met a better student of the calendar who has been with me 6 years and really has engaged and incorporated being student of the calendar into not only his life, but our team's life, and of course, my life. And so I know how and what impact it's had. People can't believe Nick's only 25 years old and he's talking on big stages. He's emceeing big events. He is the most efficient, effective, and statistically successful employee that I have. All because he studies the calendar. And before we get into it, a couple other lessons to learn is as you grow and become a student in the calendar, you could have calendar captains who study each and every day. So I have calendar captains in our business that study Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I have an individual captain. Nick is Thursday captain. He studies this coming Thursday and the next three Thursdays. And he studies it. He pays attention to it. He gives intention to it. He aligns it with the divine direction, the daily practices, execution model, and incentives I've given him for my personal and professional life. And so he studies it to see who's in Austin, Texas, since we're going to be at the Aspire Tour. What's the address of the restaurant? What time and how long does it take to walk there? What could we do while we're walking there? All of these different things, confirmation numbers, backup plans, other flights in case it gets delayed. There's all types of different things that you'll see that we do that create the exponentiality of time. The same way with money that we want our interest to grow exponentially absent taxes, we want our time to grow exponentially through consistent, persistent behavior absent of interference or circumstance. Exact same philosophy. It's a really simple thing to do, which is simple not to do. And so setting this up to understand why and how we do this can change everyone's life, including you, because 2 minutes a day is worth 2 hours on a Saturday. And if you don't believe me, before we get started here, I was on the phone with my son, who his mom puts a lot of pressure on him, and he's on all AP and honors courses to get straight A's. And I reminded him, I've never met a kid who studies Spanish or math, the two questionable topics that he has with AP Calc and AP or honors Spanish, whatever. I'm like, bro, I've never met a kid that studies 15 minutes a day that doesn't get an A, but I know tons of kids who study 15 hours before the test and don't get that A and go through and suffer a whole bunch of pressure and stress and interference. Because you got to remember, man, it's the exponentiality of time absent that interference that will create the same results that the exponentially growing interest absent taxes. Exact same philosophy and energetic alignment. All right, we're going to get into student of the calendar right away. And we appreciate your patience. If you would like the guide, exercises, and book to change your life, to be a student of the calendar, to be a WOMER, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. David means beloved. At D is my first initial. Meltzer means waiter, but I make it servant. So go ahead, email the beloved servant, david@dmeltzer.com. All right, WOM, I'm going to hand it over to you. Let's get started in understanding how we're efficient, effective, and statistically successful, how we're productive, accessible, and gracious with our time.
Absolutely. So for all of our friends online, you guys are going to have the great benefit of what is a visual of our calendar. And for all of our friends here in the Breakfast with Champions, of course, please feel free to put extra questions in the chat if something is not clear, as you guys will not have a visual. But with that said, we are going to, normally when we do the WOM podcast, we are focused on one specific day. But for today's training, we are going to focus on what is this week. As David mentioned, we have had one heck of a month this week. So we're going to be starting with Monday, May 17th. And you and I were already coming off of one heck of a month the previous week. As of course, we were, you were in Madison, Wisconsin. I was in Michigan celebrating Mother's Day. Then it was off to the Bahamas. Then we met in Atlanta for an incredible VIP dinner for charity, plus a car wash with the Cannonball Moments Conference. And then you were able to actually get home while I then went over to Philly and enjoyed a golf weekend in the PGA Championship. So on Sunday, you woke up at home and I woke up in Philly. Now, you did all of your non-negotiable behavior in the morning, correct?
Correct. Every morning, including this one, by the way, right? That non-negotiable behavior starts at 9 p.m. at night.
Always.
Right? So I have an unwinding routine to put myself in a position to recover and access information. I woke up at 4 a.m., a little bit before, and I use transcendental meditation to transcend the information besides feeling recovered, and then took 10 minutes to get ready to go to the minimum of an hour on my health in the gym, which is always some variant intensity of flexibility, balance, strength, and cardio. Then I got ready for this year. And while I was doing the stretching and flexibility, I went over my faith, research, audiobooks, et cetera.
Yep.
So I have already been through, and I've already talked to my wife, which is while I was getting ready as well. One of my daughters I've talked to for my minimum of 2 minutes with her. So I got two daughters and a son still to spend the minimum of time. But otherwise, I've gone through my sleep, my health. I studied my accounts. I went through my faith. I had studied my calendar and the relativity of the calendar. So only thing that's left is the family time. Yeah. I haven't hit the minimum of an hour yet. But here in Austin, it is 8:21,
yep,
and it's 6:21 at home a.m. So by the time it hits, you know, here 9:30 a.m., I should have all of my non-negotiables done, which will leave me 12 hours to do whatever the heck I want, knowing that 90% of my productivity and progress is created by those non-negotiables every day. I don't miss.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things that I want to pause on as a great lesson that you've taught me, David, as a great mentor and coach, is when it pertains to your sleep. So I have a personal non-negotiable of sleep, which is 6 hours. Now, with that said, I do intend and add extra intention to do my best to try to reach to 7. Now, with that said, I know a lot of people may have moments where they wake up before their alarm or before they hit their non-negotiable. And then you're caught in that in-between phase between, do I try to go back to sleep? Do I just get up, et cetera, et cetera? And one of the rules and lessons that you've taught me is what we call the 10-minute rule. If I wake up either before my non-negotiable, before my alarm, or when I desire to actually get up, I'm going to use a 10-minute period if I feel like I need more rest to see if I can get back to sleep. If I'm able to, great. Then I'm going to get my extra sleep, wake up even more recharged, rested, and access to more information. But if not, then after that 10 minutes, I don't need to sit there in anxiety or start to overthink about the things that are going to transpire through the day. I can just start to get up and take action. Tell me a little bit of where that lesson comes from and ultimately how impactful that is for you as well.
Yeah. So remember, the idea is that I am, what am I doing to interfere with it? So if there's an infinite amount of energy, I'm interfering with it sometimes by going back to sleep, mm-hmm. forcing myself into the realm of things growing arms and legs, creating more cortisol, more interference, more stress, because I can't go back to sleep.
Yep.
In fact, I purposely sometimes don't get 7 hours of sleep because I have a longer plane ride, and I've been trained by my sleep coach to get less stress in my life by sleeping on the plane mm-hmm. instead of in the bed. So I'll wake up early to get my non-negotiables done when I'm at the hotel, even though the plane, we have to leave at maybe 5 a.m. Eastern time, which is 2 a.m. California time,
yep.
because I have a 4 or 5 hour flight. But I also know that I'm trained to how to go back to sleep on the plane, which is less stressful because I'm teletransported mm-hmm. from New York to California or other flights.
Wherever in the city, yeah.
Just the same as getting all the sleep today, I have a whole agenda for my flight from Austin to California, which I know will be about 3 hours.
Yep.
And so I have 3 hours of activity I get paid for, planned. And because I don't need any sleep, I'm also, again, reducing the amount of stress or interference between where I want to be and better, because I'm excited about seeing if I can get it all done within, and these are just circumstantial, negotiable behaviors,
yep.
right? Added on to what's already done, right? I have this peace and ease, because remember, the whole philosophy is living at ease.
Yep.
Finding out what creates dis-ease in your life, circumstantially, as well as energetically, intuitively, and intelligence-wise. But that's why you get a 10-minute period to assess what? Is it going to create dis-ease or more ease by going back to sleep?
I love it. I love it. So now, as we continue through this Sunday, May 17th, you can see here in our calendar, David had multiple different scheduled time of coaching calls with his private one-on-one clients, always integrating in their 5-minute phone calls, whether it's members of our community, other one-on-one clients, partners, et cetera, et cetera. And on average, remind everybody about how many 5-minute phone calls do you do a day?
12. So I have a minimum of an hour a day. I will give 5 minutes of my time. My cell phone, by the way, is 858. This is my actual cell phone to call me. Leave me a voice message if I don't answer. Remember, if you call me, you can't bother me. I'm a grown-up. I don't have to answer, and I don't put my ringer on loud. You're not going to wake me. Just leave me a message saying, hey, this is Steve. You can you help me with 5 minutes of your time? I'll either tell you what to do, what could do, should do, would do, or who do I know that can help within 5 minutes, hopefully create some acceleration, aggregation, and compounding towards you want to be. 858 is my area code, 688-3294. Go ahead, call me. I don't get many messages. If you want to text me because you're a puss, I don't know if that's politically correct, wimp or whatever they say today, then go ahead and text me. Just know that I'm not as good because I get literally hundreds of text messages and I get lost. I never lose a voice message.
Yeah.
And so just say, this is Steve. Call me. I need your help. So I do 12 of those a day. Notice how much non-planned time is in a calendar on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
That's because, remember, I work on assigning minimums amount of time.
Yep.
So not only is it easy to get my non-negotiable done, but usually there's two areas where I have the most extra time. Family,
yep.
right, and health. And so on this day, notice I was leaving for Minnesota at night.
You were leaving for Chicago.
Oh, Chicago
at night.
Yeah, so you had a restaurant show.
Right. So you had a 312 flight yeah. out of the best airport in the world. That's Orange County Airport, SNA Airport. So with that said, as you were going through your day, I know you had a plan going into that.
Yes.
Did you have it a part of that plan, not just activity you get paid for, but was sleep a part of that plan?
Yeah, of course it was. Because first of all, to get everything done, you know, I wanted to make sure I got a great night's sleep on Saturday night.
Yep.
And then also understanding what time I was getting into Chicago and see if I wanted to unwind while I was on the flight. Maybe even falling asleep on the last hour of it.
Got it.
But most importantly in the day is, you know, Scott Simon was talking about his date day. Look at all that time. I made a plan, walking with my wife, doing stuff with my son, right? We had a great session together, making sure I had long conversations. Actually, we planned, my wife and I, when we walk, we call the girls So we're spending the minimum amount of time and walking and spending our daytime and giving us subject matter and topic to talk about that's most important to us. And then we went ahead and planned a date day where we went to lunch at South Coast Plaza, which is right by the airport. Mm-hmm. And then we went after lunch shopping, which, you know, she enjoys doing. And while she's shopping, I'm doing those 5-minute phone calls. Yeah. I'm doing extra coaching calls while she's in the dressing room, you know. And so you learn where you can be present, but also get other shit done and not creating any friction, interference, et cetera, with my life. We had such an enjoyable day. And then we left. She dropped me off at the airport where I did more coaching calls. You can see.
Yep.
I did other 5-minute calls right onto the flight where I had a plan early to do student of the calendar on Sunday on the plane and then start my unwinding routine. Once again, about a 3-hour to 4-hour flight, and having my daughter pick me up so I could have more time with one of my daughters, and also sleeping in her new apartment and getting ready for that plan the next day.
And so one thing that I just want to stop and notate here is this is just the intentionality.
On a Sunday.
On a Sunday.
Yeah.
Exactly. So as we look at, we are almost at halftime here. Let's give people some of our golden nuggets by starting to really get into the week. So starting with what was Monday morning, the 18th. So as you can see notated in there, I was taking my flight from Philadelphia to go and meet him in Chicago. And that's a 6:10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time takeoff. Now, of course, I know you were up because you already had got your non-negotiable health done even before you sat down to be of service with our private network.
Which meant I needed, because I slept at my daughter's apartment.
Yep.
I needed to know where the gym was. Mm-hmm. Right. And they had a great gym on the second floor. There's a whole bunch of different things when you're a student of the calendar, all the drive times, when we were leaving, what time you were landing, where were we going to meet, so I could hit all my non-negotiables before we got to the restaurant show.
Exactly. And so I was able to land early, of course, because first flight in, and that's a great quick lesson for everybody, is the most on-time flights are going to be your first flights out. And so that's
Or overnights.
Or overnights and red eyes. Now, that's why one of the reasons that we will utilize the opportunity of compromising what is the non-negotiable of sleep in a bed to then get even more sleep on the plane. Because it gives us great ease knowing that we're going to be on time getting to our next destination and that we can use a plane as a vessel for value, not just to get shit done and our GSD list, but also to rest, recover, and access information. Now, once I was able to land, then I Ubered over to you. We met and were able to have a meeting before we headed into the National Restaurant Association show, where we had content, meetings, holding court, community meetup with Cali Barbecue Media and Sean Walchef, Matt Ebert and the Crash Champions crew. We got Sylvester Raymond and the Pinata Marketing. There's so many more, right?
F3.
I was going to say Dan F1, Diaz with F3.
F1 with my daughter.
Absolutely. So we were rocking and rolling. Now, with that said, we finished all of our scheduled activity at the National Restaurant Show before majority of people have even made their first phone call, opened their computer, or walked into their office on Monday morning in California time. We were done by 9:30 a.m., which is 11:30 a.m. Central. That is the definition of being a WOM right there.
Yeah. And the other thing is to realize that it causes so much fulfillment and energy because you're accessing that infinite. Mm-hmm. And so you actually are building on itself instead of wearing yourself out.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest distinguished activity of being a student of the calendar is you're constantly in the flow instead of interfering with the flow. Mm-hmm. And so you have a lot more energy, inspiration, intelligence, and intuition than most people because you're in the flow. Now I'm on the board of directors of a public company. Mm-hmm. We had Rick Jordan pick us up.
I was just going to say, so you see notated in the calendar there, it says actually Uber/Lyft. Now that's where some of the subtleties come into play in terms of, even if it's the morning of sometimes or late night, the night before, inviting, but not obligating those partners to say, hey, let's overlap some time together, whether it's a car ride, whether it's a train ride, whatever it may be. So Rick was so great.
You forgot I had another meeting with Steve Mandel before you even got there.
That's right. Yes.
So I had that meeting for another bit. Steve Mandel's a famous sports agent and entrepreneur. So, and that all came within the last couple of me studying my calendar and thinking, who's in Chicago that may not be able to do interviews and come to the show and do all these things? But how can I meet with them and also help myself get to where I want to be or better? Mm-hmm. And so having Steve come to me, then having Rick Jordan, CEO of a public company, you know, if you haven't seen this podcast, it's pretty good too. And so world-renowned cybersecurity guy, not only pick us up, but bring us my favorite food.
Portillo's. Does not get much better, especially when you are in Chicago. Now, we were able to overlap that time, not only to make sure that we were nourished with food, but have that quality meeting with Rick Jordan.
But what were you doing while I was interviewing? You were checking what?
So we had gotten what is a great blessing, which was a notation that our flight was going to be delayed. And so therefore, my first objective while you were still doing interviews was understanding what options that we had to be able to get to Las Vegas so we could still have our community meetup on time at 5 p.m. before then rolling into our VIP dinner for charity in the context of the conclusion of season 10 of our TV show filming, which would be the next day. Now, we were checking multiple different airports. We were checking O'Hare, which we were scheduled to fly out of, and various different airlines. We were also checking Midway to see what options they would have available. Now, with that said, because every single flight was being pushed back, we had made the determination that the best option was to stick with what we originally had planned.
Yeah, and kept moving up, moving back. But meanwhile, we had so much planned for the unplanned time.
Yes.
So a lot of people would create interference or frustration, anger, etc. And I tell people all the time, I'd rather be frustrated on the ground than scared in the air.
Without a
it's
doubt.
Less interfering with where I want to be or better. But I've actually just created systems where I'm at ease no matter what time to plan, because I've already prepared. If I can't make the meetup, who's going to be there?
Exactly.
So we had Mikey and Colleen, our CEO and president, there. We had Blaine Bartlett. And instead of a meetup, that would be a Q&A and ask me anything, what I normally do.
Yep.
It was actually a networking event.
I was going to say, it turned into a holding court.
Yeah. So yep. They held court. And then the dinner, we had someone from the Unstoppable Foundation to make the ask.
Yep.
And we had a new MC.
Yep.
Who I heard was better than the Whammer.
Most definitely
just saying,
is.
Getting a little dose of humility.
There's that flex, Mikey. We see
Mike
you.
Mike Allen. The new MC, the 2B, I got all kinds. I got Colleen that can MC, Marissa that can MC, of course, Mikey, and now, of course, Nick is a legend. And but it's funny, right? Because it gives opportunity because we can't be there.
Mm-hmm.
The dinner was just different, right?
Yeah.
We showed up, never let all the changes. We always stayed updated, stayed at the counter. We had so many different things we were doing, phone calls and meetings between the two of us. Also adjusting our food.
And podcast.
You were starving. I personally had eaten more Portillo's.
Mm-hmm.
And so you ate before we got on the flight.
Yep.
And then knowing, and I personally wanted to eat Lowry's because they have the best.
Prime rib.
Best prime rib. And not overeat, because once again, I had my unwinding routine to make sure that we were back with a little bit of exception by 9:30 instead of 9 p.m.
Exactly.
And up on time, Mikey and I did our workouts together as we normally do before the season 10 finale.
One of the things I want to notate before we roll into Tuesday the 19th is one of the last things that we do every single day that we are traveling together, especially in the context of the TV show, is we stop down as a part of our unwinding routine to review the calendar for tomorrow. To make sure that we are crystal clear on that non-negotiable behavior for the morning to ensure, because that is our number one priority. Once we knock out our non-negotiable behavior, everything else is just cherries on top of the sundae.
Right, because 90% of the progress comes from non-negotiable, non-circumstantial behavior, the assignment of a minimum amount of time to what's important to you.
Exactly. And so therefore, because we were able to go through that, the next morning, even though whether there's a ton of communication or not, we're all at ease because we are all headed in the divinity of divine direction, divine timing, all in alignment with one another, which is a very beautiful thing. Now, with that said, we wake up on Tuesday morning. We're in Las Vegas. And we, again, had our non-negotiable activity. You had some scheduled coaching calls, which we overlapped with the drive time from our hotel over to SiriusXM Studios in the lobby of the Wynn. And then from there, it was into our incredible madness and well-oiled machine of what is the conclusion of Office Hours season number 10. We have about...
One of the things we didn't talk about is on Monday, I still did my private networking group.
Oh, we mentioned it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we mentioned it at the top.
And those five-minute calls. So, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. So we are rolling through with Office Hours, and that's inclusive of about 50 to 60 of our different partners and about 31 different interviews throughout the day.
In one day.
in one day. What used to take us, we used to do four back-to-back-to-back-to-back days. We've now turned into a well-oiled machine that only has us even staying in Las Vegas for one night. So we were able to have an incredible day of productivity, accessibility, and gratitude through the conclusion of the show, owning both in the studio as well as outside the studio to invite but not obligate other members of the surrounding conferences, whether it was the licensing conference that was in town, real estate one. So many people that are getting free books, that are engaging with our community. And of course, shout out to not only Colleen, but Mikey, and even a little bit of a shout out to myself for making sure that we make that a priority each and every time.
And a shout out to the crew at SiriusXM.
Best crew. Best crew in the world.
So efficient. And they get what we do. They have all taken on and grasped the student of the calendar as well. And we'll tell you that nobody else can pull off as many interviews that we do. And it's not just interviews. It's interviews with some of the biggest people in the world.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, so you don't have
we had the ability. Jack Canfield, Ryan Serhan, John Assaroff, John Gordon. I mean, do I need to go on?
Ryan Pineda,
exactly. Right.
Whether it's Wolfgang Puck or Cameron Diaz or, you know, the biggest names have been in the studio on our show. You just don't have time to have them wait.
You got to be out of the minute.
But you got to be on top of it because they will make you wait.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to be prepared with unplanned time. And that's why we mix in studio and virtual people so that we can slide someone in person if the virtual problem happens, which is either they're delayed or technology's not working. Mm-hmm. So we stay on schedule, like you said, about 31. Now, I also use a longer lunch period as we give breakfast and have a breakfast sponsor with Siegel's Bagels.
Yep.
And we pick those up. And then lunch sponsor, we have Ike's Deli. Mm-hmm. And that goes to another point about, you know, while we're traveling and in the efficiency, effectiveness, and statistical success, understand that our assets, they're creating more revenue than our expenses. There is a difference between scarcity and frugality. And a lot of times we only spend a few hours in a hotel. I have people that are illustrating their ego and need to stay in a $1,200 room. And there's plenty of them because of all those shows. It was a very active time in Las Vegas. I don't do it.
Not a chance.
Right. We're getting rooms in frugality. We're getting sponsors. We're getting all of these people that we can not waste money.
Exactly.
We don't waste money. We're extremely generous. We give a ton of money. We raise a ton of money. We're the biggest donors, as you know, to the Unstoppable Foundation. We are one of the biggest, if not biggest, to the Napoleon Hill Institute. Mm-hmm. And then finally, we are not, but we are definitely recognized by Junior Achievement, who is the seventh largest charity in the world and raised billions of dollars. So, even Lori's not one of the biggest, I don't think, the owner of the Timberwolves.
Mark Lore.
Yeah. So,
Thing I want to notate here is you're going to see, as you look at this calendar, we decided between David, myself, and Colleen, we were all going to fly home a little bit differently or a little bit separately to the airports we needed most. Now, with that said, we knew that David and I were going to be going to Minneapolis, Minnesota the next day, and we needed to be there by dinner.
So why did you decide to go home? And why did I decide to go home when we could have went to Vegas to Minnesota?
Exactly. It is because of the ease that it creates energetically, let alone the alignment with our non-negotiables to be able to prioritize that activity. So for us, right, David's coming off of, again, Madison, Wisconsin, the Bahamas, Atlanta, a very short stop at home to service as a break and break things up in terms of that travel, then turning back around, going straight to Chicago, straight to Vegas. And then instead of...
And every one of those had family involved, except for when we start to Minnesota, right? So I do Julie, all my daughters, everybody was Wisconsin. Julie went to the Bahamas. Julie went to Atlanta. We stopped for one day. I came home again, my son and all of that. Then I go to Chicago where my other daughter lives again. So she's part of the Monday. Mm-hmm. And so Tuesday coming back, I get to be with family because why? I'm going home right when we're done, taking a private back home so I can have enough time to spend the whole night with my family because I'm leaving again early in the morning, yet still not so early that I don't have time with my son and on Tuesday. So now what looks like you're not going to see your family for weeks, I'm almost seeing my family more than somebody that's working a 9-to-5.
Exactly. So then
you are doing the same with your friends.
Exactly. And so we wake up on Wednesday morning, even more recharged and even more in the flow, as we would say, and at energetical ease. We had 5 a.m. scheduled Napoleon Hill Institute training. I was to you by 6:30 to then overlap 3 virtual interviews on the way to the airport, where we decided to park the car at the terminal you would be landing at. So it'd be waiting for you to give us time not only to finish the virtual interviews on a nice walk and get our bodies moving, aligning with the fact that, of course, yes, if you don't eat, you die. If you don't drink, you die. If you don't sleep, you die. If you don't breathe, you die. What am I missing? And if you don't move, you die. So with that movement being so critical, we always like the opportunity to walk. So what better opportunity, Brent, if you wouldn't mind muting yourself, thank you, to have that walk, make sure we have the time for the interviews, and then go straight into the greatest airport in the world for a quick check-in, grab a food, and then boarding onto our plane. Then, while still overlapping 5-minute phone calls, scheduled coaching calls, and taking off from California the next morning by 8 a.m.
To Minnesota.
That, ladies and gentlemen, that is a 12 hours to show you what a true well-oiled machine looks like. Now,
and still getting time with your family, right? I will put up the productivity of you and I and the time you spend with family and friends for the people who tell me I don't have time to spend time with my family and friends.
100%.
I don't have time to sleep. I make more money, help more people, and have more fun than most people. I know it's not a competition or a comparison. What it is, hopefully, should be an inspiration that you can, by assigning time, having non-negotiable behaviors, get 90% of everything you desire in life.
Yep.
And then the better you are at assigning time to the circumstances and prioritizing the circumstances and applying your why to the circumstances, you will get the most out of the other 10% that's available to your potential. 100% your potential, you get to 90% of your potential simply by the non-negotiables. Yep. And the better you are at prioritization and applying your why to the 10% will determine how much more above the 90% progress that you're getting every single day, which then accelerates, aggregates, and compounds exponentially the outcomes you desire or better. And it provides you more and more lessons, more and more light, and more love in your life, which provides more passion, purpose, and profitability. That's how you end up making more money for the sake of helping others and having fun and people sitting there in amazement. How the heck are these guys doing all of this stuff? It's right there in front of you. We're assigning time. We're students of the calendar. We're WOMers, and it's a well-oiled machine that allows us by 8 a.m. to already have achieved what the mind can believe, what other people can't believe, when your reality exceeds their imagination. And so we get on the plane completely deliberate again.
In terms of our plan going into that plane. And one of the things that you do an incredible job of as a leader, especially knowing that we're going to be together all week, as we're getting ready to take off, or even as we're actually getting into the air, you ask me, where are you at? Right. So you give me the permission to say, hey, dude, we still got dinner tonight, a community meetup and holding court. We got Aspire all day tomorrow. I got to make sure that I'm getting my shit done, right? We're going to have plenty of time to be a student of our calendars, to go through some of the big priorities that we have each and every week. Let's go through a shorter, condensed list of our top priorities right now, and then utilize the rest of that time to make sure that we're keeping up with all the options, opportunities, and touches
of
favor.
And that includes more sleep, more food, more relativity, more emails, more text messages, invites.
All of it in the same. And so from there, we were able to land in Minneapolis, Minnesota, take a car over to to the hotel where we were going to have holding court and two in-person one-on-one coaching sessions, then followed by what was a community meetup, which I want you to tell the testament of the story of the community meetup, because I believe it's exactly in alignment with, number one, why you started doing them in the first place, and number two, why they are one of the most impactful things that you do.
Yeah, for me, the purpose of a meetup was simply to utilize time in productive, accessible, and gracious manner by offering my help to the community. And so as we had a meetup, I believe it was at 5 p.m.?
So it was a 3:30 meetup for a 5 p.m. dinner.
Okay, 3:30 meetup, a more constrained time. People are in their activity, they get paid for. Perfect day of weather, by the way, as well. So at first, only a few people got there on time, and nothing draws a crowd like a crowd.
Always.
And so we went from having intimate conversations from 3:30 to 4 to almost being late to the dinner, which is right upstairs. We did it in the lobby of the hotel because we had 30 to 40 people gathering around, getting books, asking me for pictures and meetings and unbelievable opportunities, options, and touches of favor by putting it out there to be of service and of value to others. And, you know, it's fun for me. I've never been shut out, but every time I do a meetup, I'm always worried nobody's going to show. And at least two people have shown, whether I was in Spain, Greece, China, anywhere around the world. The minimum I've had is two people, maximum almost 1,000 in Times Square one time.
Yeah.
A whole bus stopped and joined us. It was incredible. And then everybody in Times Square, we had a microphone, one of my favorites ever,
yeah,
with us up on the NASDAQ screen, which, by the way, when people tell you that they're on the NASDAQ screen on Times Square, look, you can either trade for that or buy it.
Yep.
Right. Like, I just want to be transparent about, you know, some of these marketing bullshitters out there with their USA Today this and their Forbes this or whatever. Most of those things, just so you know, you could just fucking buy. And it doesn't mean it's not a good marketing tool. But if you're on the other side of it and people are promoting the fact that there's some great honor in that, look, they'll be alone in their trophy room if you're buying your trophies, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So then we were able to wrap community meetup, roll straight into dinner, which we were maybe a few minutes late for because we were having too much fun. And you were even able to jump on office hours to say hello to your friends, of course, Dr. Jason Pfeiffer and Dr. Sean Dill.
Yeah.
Showing them some
great
love.
Guests.
Three incredible live interview guests. And then we were straight into dinner with Bill Walsh, Dr. Stefano Sinacropi. We had Dr. Sherry Yellen, John Coyle, and so many others that were with us in Minneapolis. And this dinner was a perfect example as to why not only we love Minneapolis, but why we will be coming back once again. Now, about halfway to three quarters of the way through our dinner.
Because our plan was to fly out to Denver, because Denver had an early flight to get us into Aspire.
Correct.
At an earlier time in Austin, Texas, before it opened.
Correct. And so we got another lovely notification that our plane was delayed about 15 minutes. Now, to us, that is not super alarming because it could just be, oh, right, it was a 15-minute late takeoff. It's as simple as that. So the first thing that I'm going to do while David's up on stage doing his thing is I'm going to track where the flight's coming from and is it in the air, which at that point in time, it wasn't. So I already knew, because I had done research prior to when we were planning this trip originally, that there was a Minneapolis to Austin flight the next morning. Now, of course, not this night, but the next morning. And so I then was automatically at such great ease because I knew either way, we were still going to be able to get to Austin, whether we took the flight to Denver and then to Austin or whether we ended up staying the night. Now, within about a half hour, that flight had gone from 15 minutes delayed to about 90 minutes delayed. And so that's where it was not worth it for us to go to the airport, wait extra time. You're probably falling asleep at the airport because you need that sleep to therefore prioritize our non-negotiables, especially pertaining to our health and sleep, by staying in Minneapolis. So I had quickly switched around our flights, called Delta, got everything squared away to be on the first flight out the next morning. We were able to book a hotel that was right next to the airport so that we would be at complete ease, get even more sleep than originally planned, and wake up even more rested and recovered going into a full day with the Aspire Business Tour.
Yeah, and then we end up getting in early. So now we were able to do more calls, more meetings in person with one of my coaching clients,
yep,
who also was speaking at Aspire. Then we also were able to have lunch. And the interesting, this is a subtlety of being a student in your calendar. You know, looking at where and what time you want to eat, we were looking at what was open. There was a healthy Sweet Greens across the street. But then you mentioned my favorite restaurant in Austin, Cooper's Barbecue. And it opened at 11.
Yes, it did.
And so we were the first people in there. So just emotionally,
yeah,
you know, not the healthiest food, but comfort food, once again at mm-hmm. ease, made this trip like super vacation-y,
yep,
super special to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, may have been one of the highlights of the day.
Me, by far.
Because I got to eat at two really great restaurants at Cooper's, and then we did our VIP dinner. Let's go ahead and finish this out.
Yep.
We're not going to have time for questions, so might as well do it.
Yeah. And so yesterday, as we were picking up on Thursday, May 21st, as David had mentioned, we got into Austin, we had our lunch, and then it was straight into the Aspire Business Tour, which was inclusive of meetup, a panel on stage, fireside chat on stage, and individual keynote. While all of that was taking place, yes, I was able to help in terms of making sure that we're getting the correct post-production content to be able to amplify. But even more importantly, One of the things that I, again, want to compliment you on as a leader is you had recognized there was an issue that we were having with some travel credits and applying that to future travel, right? And although we knew that it was not going to be a short resolution, unfortunately, it's probably going to take about an hour online with, you know, an actual service representative, you had made sure that I was responsible for that, taking into the context the situational knowledge that I have. And of course, the spirit experience that I have through you empowering me, not what to think, but how to think. And that was able to put us both at even more ease, knowing that that was taken care of as well.
Yeah. And also knowing that I could give you my phone and you could work on two phones while, you know, those people put you on hold.
Yep.
You had all the information for the numbers and the credits and all that stuff. You had all the flights. And I, while I was on stage, I don't need you watching me anymore on stage. And so, although you had to spend an hour to get it resolved, you also were handling people for the VIP dinner, which again, we're on a streak of overselling these things. This was, we had to extend the room to twice as many people compared to when we showed up to when we finished. Because of being a student of the calendar, we knew everybody around, and because of the systems we created to invite, so many people came to the dinner that were like, I found out you were here and other people were telling me you were here.
Yeah.
People flew in, of course, as well. So a lot of these things aggregate, accelerate, and compound. Mm-hmm. And the VIP dinners, I think, are a testament to the acceleration, aggregation, and compound. The Monday community that we built, the networking group on Mondays is an attribute. The wait list I have for one-on-one coaching is attributable to student of the calendar, and all the incentives of teaching people, empowering people to make a lot of money for the sake of helping others and having fun. That's what we do. And we ended up staying a little longer, but not over the unwinding routine because I purposely stayed to do meetings and do my training. I'm more, even though I didn't get to see my wife and son this morning, knowing that it was Friday, knowing that they will be home early and we have a whole plan for the Memorial Day weekend, and I'd be spending way more time than usual with them Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. We're blessed to be going to a villa and doing some things on a staycation, and my daughter and her boyfriend are coming, that I gave up what normally would be rushing out or flying private to get home last night after dinner to have a vacation morning where the gym here is awesome. I've had already, and no worry about missing training. Which is all so valuable.
All non-negotiable activity.
I got live calls. I'm meeting with a friend of mine from Tulane Law School.
Yep.
Before I go to the airport, where I do my Friday meeting on the way to the airport, I also am managing my food again as well. I land, get my hair cut, meet with my family, and start my vacation Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, where I spend a lot more time than a minimum of an hour with my family and my health. Mm-hmm. We'll spend less time on the activity I get paid for, but get it all done on the plane. So I'm 100% present when I get home from my haircut.
Yep.
Because I've done everything on the plane.
Exactly.
I don't have to worry about emails, text messages, the voice messages. I've done all of that. You also are taking advantage of this morning.
Exactly. So I was able to get up this morning and have my non-negotiable activity. Now I'm getting into activity that I get paid for, thankfully, which majority of the time, even if I wasn't paid
for it,
don't
make me cut your pay, bro. I'll make you pay me. No, I'm kidding.
But then we're going to go into not only these meetings together, but David and I are going to get to conclude our week with my favorite thing in the world, which is...
We'll talk about this first.
The student of a calendar.
Yeah.
And going through not only what is the next week, but even the next month and even the next several months, so that we are not only utilizing the AAA strategy to
alignment, make action
and adjustment.
And if you like the AAA strategy, David@dmeltzer.com, alignment, action, and adjustment will coincide with student of the calendar.
But also what we're doing is we are developing and furthering what is this well-oiled machine by getting ahead and creating these subtleties even 1 and 2 months down the road. So we're going to be able to do that. Then when you go to the airport, we're both going to have team meeting. Then I get to go vacation for about 90 minutes and catch up with a good friend of mine before I then go back to the airport, have scheduled calls prior up into the moment that I take off, have a plan for the plane, then have my best friend picking me up from the airport So although we haven't had time together over the last 3 weeks, because I've been all over the place and all over Kingdom Come, then we're going to get about a 45-minute drive home to be able to visit and have that quality time together before I get home, unpack, do anything else that is a top priority to me before then rolling into the weekend. And of course, anything that I have either personally planned or is in alignment with where I want to be in the future.
Yeah, and you have a holiday weekend as well. And we are slowing down on our cities, not our activities, our cities, because location to us
doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Location doesn't matter. And that's part of being a student of the calendar. Part of understanding how time flows and technology goes is location does not matter. It doesn't matter if you're on a plane, a train, or an automobile. It doesn't matter if you're in a hotel room, at home, whatever it is. It shouldn't and won't matter if you have your non-negotiables, because 90% of your 100% potential will be achieved by non-negotiable time and effectuated by being a student of the calendar. It's that easy. So if you would like the non-negotiable exercise, if you like the AAA strategy, if you like the student of the calendar exercise guide and training, if you like the replay of this so you can study it, there's a reason Podcast One picked up this podcast, right? We just signed a deal with Podcast One. We're super excited because 10% of the people in the world love this shit. 80% don't give a fuck and 10% hate it, which is my wife, absolutely thinks this is the stupidest podcast ever. If you want to learn more, come and follow us with the Well-Oiled Machine podcast. Learn from the Nick of Guam. It is 7 a.m. somewhere. I think that's in California.
That's in California.
All right, 9 a.m. here then. 10 a.m. in the East Coast. This has been the Well-Oiled Machine training. I've been doing this shit for 28 years. It'll be 29 October 11th this year, 2026. Nick of Guam, please, David at D. Meltzer, let me be your beloved servant. Close out all the rooms.
All at once, baby. So I want to thank everybody again for joining us. And the last thing that I will say before I remind everybody on where we're going to be and where to get in touch with us is throughout my 6 years of being with David. Yes, he's an incredible.
Exactly 6 years.
We had our anniversary on Monday. With that said, yes, he's an incredible mentor, teacher, and coach, but this is by far the most impactful thing that has changed my life. Yes, it integrates in with the five daily practices, but this one specific activity, if you elevate the amount of time you spend on this, doing at least 5 minutes a day of studying your calendar, it's more valuable than 5 hours on a Saturday. I can guarantee you that. This will change not only your business life, but even more importantly, it'll change your personal life as well. So get the guides and exercises, whether it's the AAA strategy, whether it's the Well-Oiled Machine, whether it's the student of the calendar, by emailing David, david@dmeltzer.com. And in terms of joining us, as of course, we are on the road over 200 cities every single year. Come and join us next week as we're going to be in Newport Beach, California, adding on what we call a car wash to our mastermind with Tim Story, John Coyle, Jay Abraham, and many others. Adding on a car wash is when we bring in the addition of a community meetup, holding court, or even one of our VIP dinners for charity. Then from there, it's going to be off for the Japan edition of the car wash. Then we're going to be in Louisville, Kentucky with Crash Champions and their incredible CEO, Matt Ebert. I think they even have a special guest coming of one of the goats of coaching. Mr. Saban from the from Alabama is going to be there as well. Then it'll be off to Kalamazoo, Michigan with the Ziegler Auto Group plus car wash. And then back to Viva Las Vegas for more Office Hours TV show.
Season 11
plus a car wash there as well. It's always lucky. But with that said, ladies and gents, if you guys want the reminders on where we're going to be, all you need to do is text us at area code 949, next three digits, 298, last four digits, 2905. Of course, we are going to be back with the Ask Me Anything on the Student of the Calendar this upcoming Monday, especially our friends in the Breakfast with Champions, the greatest room and community and clubhouse. Next Wednesday, we'll be back for some Napoleon Hill Institute training and same time, same place, 6 a.m. Pacific, 8 a.m. Central Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time next Friday for another edition of David's Free Friday trainings. But in the meantime, we want to go into our Memorial Day weekend by reminding everybody to be more interested than interesting.
Be kind. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.